And while millions of Americans are struggling to pay rent and mortgages, one class of investors stands to make it big: real estate investors, who bought up many distressed assets when the market bottomed out back in 2008. They say, while no one likes to profit off someone else's misfortune, many of them see the chance of a decade and they have cash. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure at member station VPM. Robin, this sounds so cruel. You know, these guys sound like vultures. But there are winners and losers in every financial crisis. So tell us why they're, I don't know if vultures have chops, but tell us why they're licking their chops.
Yeah, vultures, they would always say that they're necessary parts of the ecosystem. They have to clean up and accelerate the whole life cycle process. And here there's true pain and distress and an inability to pay rents across, you know, we've seen it in commercial real estate with barren malls and shopping centers doing a fraction of their normal business. And everyone is also closely watching residential real estate. So to the extent that this brings many assets to market at thick discounts to where they were trading just a month ago, vulture investors are obviously salivating.
Well, are there signs that this is already happening?
It's still early, but you're starting to see cracks. If you look at the number of high-profile tenants publicly revealing that they can't or won't make rent in malls, I mean, Cheesecake Factory comes to mind. We saw in the Wall Street Journal that the Royal Bank of Canada seized $600 million in mortgage debt from clients. There's a Florida vulture investment shop that bought $10 million in loans from a bank for about $7.4 million. So the juices are starting to flow, if you will.
Yeah, this is a huge profit margin in something like this.
Yeah, I mean, imagine the dream scenario. If you're a vulture investor, you swoop in, you buy a distressed asset or a bunch of loans from banks at a 25% or more discount. And then ideally, you would flip them at a quick premium to a more long-term investor with billions to spend. And there is a stat that there's about $142 billion in dry powder, which is fresh money that enormous institutions like Blackstone and Fortress and Brookfield have to spend on real estate. So people are going to be champing.
What about the average, you know, person? Just, you know, maybe somebody saying, well, gee, maybe, you know, I feel badly if somebody can't make their rent or mortgage, but would this be a good time for me to house hunt?
Well, people keep looking at residential real estate, which has had an epic comeback since the Great Recession. And there's much speculation and froth, Robin, that's still embedded in rich prices. But you are starting to see bids being more tentative. And people who are increasingly on the fence about listing in a frozen market, we saw the volume of mortgage applications for loans used to purchase new homes was down 24% compared with a year ago. And it's kind of refinance that has taken over the entire category. So if this keeps up, you're going to see people step up and accept lower bids on their homes.
Yeah. And just briefly, it was a booming economy. We saw these high-rise condos going up everywhere. What's happened to that unfinished construction?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Miami,
yeah.
My hometown, where, you know, they said in 2008, the idled construction crane became the state bird. So there are going to be more and more cases where banks behind these properties think that it's just time to fish or cut bait. And so there's already an unfinished Manhattan luxury condo on the distressed market. Don't forget, a lot of times it's the banks and the loans that they sell down market that make these decisions.
Yeah. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure at member station VPM. Robin, thank you so much. We had so many birds in this. Cranes, vultures.
Robins.
And me. And you. Yes. Thank you so
Robin.
Much. It's here
Take
now.
Take care.